Hi, my name is T, and my confession is I like to get up in the morning. The first thing I do is look at myself in the mirror and talk myself up, and sometimes I talk myself.
Well, I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'm on Pornhub, and it's a train. Bye.
Hello. I would like to confess that I actually am not old enough to be drinking, but I have had 4 to 5 shots and I'm feeling a little bit tipsy, so stay tuned for the rest of the night.
I'm still working on fully forgiving myself for my marriage falling apart. Almost there. Still a little ways to go. But I'm also looking forward to the next opportunity that will come my way or that I create to love a woman the way she needs to be loved and deserves to be loved, and also receive that same love in return. And not take it for granted.
Oh. So what are we talking about?
Shh, I'm super tired.
So we've been together how long?
3.5 years.
3.5 years. We're getting married in 46 days.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up.
Okay.
So how do you feel?
Nervous, anxious. Worried, and also want to get over it already.
Well, why do you feel worried?
Just people show up, they like the food, they like the music, people get along. This ain't a racial wedding. Mexicans, African Americans.
Just say black.
I'm black.
Yeah.
That's a proper term for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like African American.
I've heard that from my coworkers too. I'm sorry.
I mean, we were taken from Africa, so.
Are we all African?
We're all African. You're very true. I don't know what to confess or what to talk about. I mean, yeah, sure.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to ask me?
What did you think of me on our first date?
Well, I was gonna, I don't know. Like, I'm gonna save some of this for, like, my vows and shit like that.
Or this can be a sneak peek for your bridesmaids.
Oh, how cute. I mean, I don't know. Like, I try not to overthink situations just because I've been in shitty relationships in the past. And I try not to get my hopes up. And when I met you, I honestly was just like, oh, this is another guy I'll just fuck around with. He'll be gone in like a couple months.
Thanks for the
confidence
boost.
Like that. No, I'm being like 100% honest. You know, we've talked about this, I know, but like there was always something like when I saw you walk through the door, I was like, okay, what if this is my husband? But it was always this thought in the back of my mind, and I never really thought anything of it. Once I thought about it, I just kind of let it go, and yeah, here we are.
Here we are, 3.5 years later.
Yep.
Recording for a podcast. Feels great though.
All
I'm
right.
Happy to be here.
Well, I'm happy. You're happy.
Can you record that kiss? Can you hear the smooch?
Wow.
Right. I was little. I used to be called Naked Man.
I suck blood when I get hurt. Done.
My confession: I cheated on a spelling test and stole some beads when I was little.
There was once a time when I happened to find $20 on the ground, and I took it. Later on, I discovered that it was one of my classmates who had lost $20, but I had already spent it.
When I was little, I got into fights with these people who were bigger than me, and I won easily, like really easily. Like, they sucked at fighting.
My confession is I just need to work on being nicer to myself, forgiving myself for the mistakes that I made. I see people my age, and they're married, and they have a family, and they've gone forward, and I feel like sometimes I just messed and fucked my life all up by the mistakes that I made. So just to be kinder to myself and forgive myself for what I assume is flaws and past hurt.
These are my confessions. From ages of about 6 until I was about 12 or 13, I was a kleptomaniac. Every time I would go to the store with my mom, I would steal. I wasn't just stealing. I was just stealing, like, frivolous shit, you know, toys, candy, shit that I didn't need. But I was a real thief, like, real thief. And every time I went with her, I was stealing Tamagotchis. I knew I started having a problem whenever I started going for electronics, so I had to chill. I had to tell myself, hey, you gotta chill, little baby. You gotta chill. That's the reason why I don't steal now. I'm happy I got this shit out of my system, because now they lock your ass up.